it was a long, tough, hard ride through a bad part of town, but I could walk away from it now. Fun while it lasted, I thought, shrugging off the bad dreams, somebody else's skin, getting back into my own car, turning on my own radio.
All the oranges that I will carefully nurture.
The thrill of death, the agony of competition. Your DNA Sports Web is on the air. Every week, another exciting interspecies athletic contest as man continues to struggle for supremacy over our ever-contracting Earth.
Tonight, from Hedo, California, the final championship of the winter baseball season. We're in the middle of a hard-fought game here. I'm Bill Blunk, and my colleague with the familiar pitch. I know he's thrown us all a lot of curves on TV.
Thanks, Bill. I guess I'll never forgive myself for endorsing them Austrian self-sharpening razorbacks.
It was like having a little Arkansas chainsaw running around the house, Bob.
They're cute, but they're just too dangerous.
Well, anyway, here he is, a new contender for baseball's Hall of Fame, Buckland Bob Baseline.
Well, Bill, what about our beloved Crows tonight?
Fantastic.
I talked with their coach, Caleb Corvus, in the cage, and he says he can't let those boys go without sleep much longer. Well, Coach Anelli, now, tough Tony, he had to admit to the fact during the break that the Locusts were dead
sir,
on their
feet. Excuse me, Mr. Buns.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, that's right, sir. Well, the chief guesses is how this press pass yours is okay. If, yeah, General Lincoln had another one of them President Grants in his back pocket, you know what, are you smoking that?
No, that's out, Constable. Okay, all right, sure. It's all in a day's expense. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's right. See, you were listening to the local the boys there.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, y'all listen to this sport, sir. We are very big on around here, the Crows. They're fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Local boys, you know. Well, listen, you better keep your windows rolled up if you're heading along here because, frankly, sir, I think you might be taking your life in your hands. There's somebody out there, a Marlon Brando or some crazy Indian who's just using the interstate for a shoot-up gallery, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Well, so long. Good luck.
All right, wait. My pass. Can I have my pass back?
Wow. Right, sir. Here you are. I'm sorry about that gum on your pitcher there. Okay, you just stay in the left-hand lane there after the overpass.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Deputy.
Yeah, right on, sir.
He gets a jump on.
For a Canadian, the outfield, Felix at left. Lupus at center field, and
all the way from the Imperial Valley, here's that Oriental sensation, Mr. Discipline, Porco Suidad.
Only you can pronounce that, Bob.
I'm the guy with the
press
pass.
This is the high voice of Low Desert KPIG, big radio, 7 meter in all the Hillmouth Valley. Back to the action in just a moment.
Come and get it!
Yes, those puppies are tearing into a tent full of Billy Jack dog food. You know, the dog food that Billy Jack likes.
Well, dig in, Granny. And now, look out for my Billy Jack flea collars.
I've got one on ya!
And Billy Jack's shoe scrapers, too.
That's right, Jack. You can get them at your qualified neighborhood dog food dealer. Put me down!
Hey, you stepped in my bowl, Billy!
Now $23 a can at Jupiter's Heat in both Corn Giant's store.
Former President Nick.
I'm not Billy Jacking you either.
Thank you.
And now, appearing tonight for the second time before this distinguished crowd, excuse me, something got into my nose backstage apparently. Thank you. Still alive, after 20 years on the blacklist, Hollywood's Wonder Kid, the legendary George L. Tinebiter. Tirebiter!
Thank you, Bert. And thank you, Jack. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the gift of recognition by today's nostalgic, well-dressed young people. But life is short, So let me read the nominations for overachievement, starting in a starring vehicle. The nominees are Sir Leonard Stove as Archie Bloke in Paranoid Pictures, 10 Dead Bats.
Colonel, turn on the light.
Oh, but they are on, woman. Open your eyes.
Look, Inspector. Sprawled across my pillows, it's dead.
My lord. Sir, three of the doctor's valuable bats are now dead. The first little chap. Dead he was of strangulation, which the unfortunate Countess de Puget found so conveniently by her bedside table. Then the second, and from the hideous minion your gallows, Professor Coker finds so mesmerizing.
His eyes.
But now, this pathetic little creature, stabbed through the heart with a teeny-weeny knife. No doubt, we'll find another one tonight.
Excuse my accent, Professor, but if you look in your wine glass, drowned.
Oh, right you are,
Colonel.
And by the look of it, I'd say his little air hose has been slashed.
The late Victor Cabluna, whose tragic death came only hours ago in a fatal auto collision. For his role as Spud Coolzip in Petro Golden Major Studios, Squat.
A One Daddy 57, One Daddy 57, this is $1.19. I have a code, a 6, a 9er at the usual spot. Can you slip away, hon?
Shut off, $1.19. One Housewife 45 is on my feet.
One Daddy 57, emergency, Klong in chopper. Boss, I'm reporting a code, a 1-6. It's an inferno at police and box office. I'm going to have to go in alone.
Support on the way, Foot Fighter. One Housewife 45, One Housewife 45, dispatch pair of cleanup teams to box office disaster area.
Random? Who is $1.19, Random?
Listen, you keep Peach Fuzz 29 out of my hair and off the air.
But Random, he's your own son.
Peggy, you act police or I'm busting you back to three-wheelers, baby. That's it.
Charlton Heston as Doghouse Riley in Universal Pictures. This one I have seen. Universal's The Day Universal Burned Down.
It's a disaster on the back lot, Chief. The Red Sea Ride just overflowed into the Pee-wee Forest.
Boss! Two men just killed each other on the Oriental Violence set. And all the cameras exploded on stage 27.
There's glass everywhere.
Never mind that about now, boss. Boss, Miss Lamont's lunch just blew up in her dressing room.
Oh, my God. My desk out of here. Here, you get that. My wife's picture.
Mr. Sue, this is Riley at the artist's entrance. The main gate just went crazy and sliced Charlton Heston's car in half.
First it... Then it sliced him until it turned on him.
It's awful over here, sir.
An airplane just crashed into our crashed airplane.
Mister, can you help me? That's my dog Bozo up there, and it's going up like a skull.
My agent is trapped on the 12th floor. Can't somebody do something?
Look out, kids! The sinking inferno is really sinking.
Really thrilling sequel. Next nominee. Frank Clearwater as Goat Dance Ghost Dancer in Oklahoma Mutoscope's I Gave It Back. And the final nomination, Ace Berserker as the Atomic Chainsaw Killer in Horrifying Pictures Crime Clock Terror.
Help! 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 Help!
Envelope, please. Thank you. Are you doing anything after the show? Well, we're all waiting. The winner is Frank Clearwater for I Gave It Back.
Accepting for Mr. Clearwater is Skip Zipper, co-star of television's Police Street, and the ultra-glittering Kim Kuhl, prominently featured in Daddy's Biggest Girl.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, everybody.
This is such a beautiful surprise.
And such a really heavy thrill for my brother and for I.
I know that if this man were here tonight, he'd want me to say thanks to the Great Spirit and to his brave family, the Dakuti Sioux. But
what, Skipper?
Well, Kim, this is where I'm supposed to make a speech.
I'll bet you can do it if I help.
Well, okay.
Here's your gun, Skipper.
Thanks, Kim. And now, eat fascist death, flaming media pigs!
Ms. Kuhl, the beautiful young sex starlet, has just pulled out a shotgun concealed under her attractive double-barreled halter top. And handsome Skip Zipper now has it trained on members of the Academy staff.
The Tirebot is going to be the first to go, followed by all the nominees in alphabetical order. Sit down, Raquel. I'm not kidding. Now I want the President of the United States with a plane full of cash here and all those broken treaties.
Brothers and sisters, all right, quiet, please.
I want the Vice President.
Brothers and sisters, there is only one way to win this war. Surrender. The natives will be good to us.
Well, it's a moment of high ratings and suspense among the glamorous and talented crowd gathered at the Next World Pavilion for tonight's annual celebration. And we'll return after this.
You're about to witness a robbery.
Stick him up! Surprised you, huh?
Well, I guess you remember the face, but you just want to forget the name. It's not surprising. Most people have. But as an ex-CIA director, I have a lot of international business to front for now. And a lot of big expense account lunches, too. But I never worry because of this. My American excess card. Safe, even if my royalties can't always cover my court costs.
It all seemed to add up to somewhere I was supposed to go, something I had to see. So when I came to the giant cement lizard all lit up inside, I took it for a sign.
This is Al Bumpalepas, the second baseman.
You got everything, Mr. McElhoney? Over this way. Here, follow the noise.
Oh.
Here you are. Okay.
Oh,
up
you,
a
Ma.
Little higher. There you go. What have you got? Oh. Oh, this liter of PJ Probay wine, you know. This is a new with natural meat flavoring. You're the first sucker to buy it. That's 60. And, oh, you got one of these Bear Whiz beer belts. I think these are so cute. That's 66. And what is that beef jerky? Do you remember the price of it? I can't see it without my glasses.
It's 59.
What is it? Who's
59.
That? Oh, thank you, young man.
$59.
Well, that's $185, Lester. Isn't it a relief to see the prices coming down at last?
Well, you ought to know, Martha, you're the mayor's wife.
Oh, cop baseline don't know nothing.
Now that's a long coiling.
Oh, my goodness.
Chinese Homer, I say these scrappy crow aggregations.
Go pro.
Way back into contention.
Running like a scared rabbit, rounding third base. Mickey Mantis under it at center field. Mantis backpedaling. Of course, he's got that 360-degree vision. He's back under it. Mantis under it. He's praying for it. He's
got it.
Oh,
dog. Dingers. What a shame. Oh, well. Oh, I tell you, you know, Pabe Schlein has been carrying on like this for the championship game, dragging on for an extra week.
He's a great announcer. I bet you listen to every word he says, Mom.
Well, I try to follow it. Here, catch. Well, what time is it? Oh, my goodness. Here, let me just turn it off.
Don't turn it off, Mom.
No, no, this is a cute show. I don't miss it if I can.
No, no.
Oh, no, just a...
Well, it just sounds like all boogies to me.
Good night. I think they're cute. Good night, Les. Good night. Oh no. Look, be careful of the PJ Proby wine display. Land sakes. I have to get the mayor to clean that up later. Oh, what can I do for you, Sonny?
This here and.
Oh, that's all right.
It's catching.
Oh, no.
And a pack of forums.
Forums. Oh, yes. Here they are. These have little gladiator tips. They're cute and strong.
I know.
Good choice. That's 65, and that holiday decanter of Wild Crow is on special. $214.89. That's a bargain for a collectible like that. Look at those eyes. They'll follow you wherever you go.
That's why I bought it.
Come again now.
$2.99.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my anus butt whumper.
Hey, get out of the way, mister.
Have you boys caught that nasty Indian yet?
That's what I come for. Now listen, Ma, you better turn the eyes off in the lizard. Yeah, before he shoots him out. Yeah, we lost him up at the trailhead over to Mount Boron.
Oh, my.
Yeah, now you just stay inside. Keep safe now.
Oh, he's broke my TV! Hit the light, Sonny, and get behind the counter! Come on down here! Oh, land's sakes, this
What's
is worse
going
than
on?
Any
What's
little go- goat fight!
Shh, quiet, it's not just happening here. It's happening over in Hollywood, too. I heard it on the radio.
This is a strange place, just as strange as Hollywood any day. I expect you've heard the voices.
No. What voices?
Oh, most people hear them as soon as they come into town. You gotta keep your TV on real loud all the time to drown them out.
Sugar! Is that one?
Oh, they must come up from the next world. That's all.
Well, how does it know my name?
What? Oh, they call everybody Sugar. Be careful, don't let them read your mind. Sing something. On Lazy Street, there's no beat. Everybody eats on Lazy Street. Come on, sing, so they'll get you. Lazy Street, there's no beat. Everybody eats on Lazy Street. Lazy Street.
Hi, Sugar. You are lonely, aren't you? Life has been rough so far, hasn't it? It's been such a long time since you or anyone you know has enjoyed an explicit relationship, whether with a versatile adult, curious couple, or energetic group.
Hiya, pal. I see you're ready for anything. Greek, Abyssinian, and Victorian styles. I see your pleasure bent for all cultures. Well, have we got a doll for you?
Look, man, what a mink. She wants you to play rough with her, and she's ready for anything, just as long as it includes her well-built friend, G.I. Dummy, and their Polaroid pal, Randy.
All our stimulating parts are interchangeable, and they come in my box. Batteries not needed. We're real.
Be groovy, Sugar. Get in her zippy, hippie Playmobil and drip off all together for a naturally wet, dreamy experience at a sincere place that respects your most personal desires.
Aw, shucks. Come on in, Sugar, and your recreationally minded friends. Let me show you something I really believe in. So this here's the Golden Showers Retirement Village. You can see that out there. Water sports are an everyday experience, and our slick rubber-lined game room comes equipped with every recreational device you've ever dreamed of, including our exclusive Anima hotline to keep you in touch with the latest in adult interests.
Yeah, my attraction knows I've learned to live with it.
Look at it.
Where's the towel? And lazy ducks.
Lazy ducks. Wait.
They didn't get your radio.
No, what?
The radio.
Oh, you're smarter than you look, Slicker. Reach up and turn it on.
Well, I'm trying to find it here.
Oh, keep your head down.
up on second. And the Locusts threaten to score late in the game. Caddis, number 8, a floater up from the Grapefruit Leagues. Nick Caddis floating up to the plate. Aquila eyes him. He's hungry for this out. Here comes the windup, the pitch. And Caddis splits open the back of his uniform, and another insect crawls out and flies away. Looks like a beautiful butterfly. Wait, a beautiful butterfly has just emerged from the back of Caterpillar. And the outfield is going crazy. Even Porco Suidai is bunching up this Locust team in right field. But wait a minute, fans, wait a minute. The Locust eggs are starting to hatch. Looks like a million Locusts emerging from under home plate. Aquila in the air, diving now, dodging, grabbing these Locusts. Hold it, fans, hold it. Lepus has just been eaten by Lupus, and they're on the same team. This is unprecedented, as it's all-out warfare down on the field.
Oh, stop!
I'd had all the games I could take for one night. It was the whole infernal desert, I decided. Too hot and heater. Too close to Hillmount. Too much life and death over in Hollywood. Well, there's more than one way